Eric turns around and starts back down the path, and I enjoy the view of his ass. As much as I've been thinking about him putting his dick in my ass, I'm just as curious to play around with his. Back to normal chatter, I remind myself. I wasn't very good at a lot of shit when I was in school, I say. Part of it was bouncing around at different foster homes. He stops again and turns back to me.
You were in foster homes?
Yeah. Don't be weird about it. I don't need a pity party or anything. It is what it is, so you can keep walking. He doesn't make a big deal out of it and keeps on down the trail. I wasn't great at math or history or English, really. I continue going through the motions and doing what I needed to get by. I took this computer science elective in middle school, and we had to create a simple program, and it was like solving a puzzle. I got an A on the project, and the teacher was impressed with all I'd done. Most of the time, if I worked on a project, I just sort of did the bare minimum to get a decent grade. But with that, I went above and beyond, and the teacher was thrilled at how much I'd done. It was the first time I felt like anyone really acknowledged that I was great at something, so I kept at it. My adoptive parents, the Morgans, had a computer, so it was easy for me to look up information, and once they saw how passionate I was about programming, they got me a laptop for my birthday, and I just never stopped from then on, straight through high school. I even started to get freelance work for designing websites, shit like that.
Sounds like you really undersold yourself to me when you said you were between jobs.
A little. Maybe. The job I'm up for is a pretty decent one. Not gonna lie.
That's impressive for 23.
If we'd kept going the other day, you would have said that for a whole other reason. He laughs. This time it's clear he's not ashamed of it, and he lets it out and keeps on walking. Another victory. I talk to him a bit more about the jobs I've had in the past before we walk down a set of steps that lead onto a sandy beach. The clear sky assures me this was the perfect day for this hike. The water is a mix of blue hues, darkening toward the horizon. Holy shit, I say mid-story as I look out at the empty beach, the waves foaming as they crash against the shore. You weren't kidding when you said the tourists don't really come out here. This is totally different than the beaches Ty and I have visited since we arrived in town. Most are jam-packed full of people in lounge chairs, sitting under their beach umbrellas while vendors run around with trays of margaritas and piña coladas. Eric finally turns back to me, the first time he's been willing to look at me in a while.
I told you it's a nice, secluded beach.
I like the way you say secluded. He rolls his eyes before continuing on, me picking up my pace to walk alongside him. I'm fascinated with how I want to be dominated by him, yet I'm the one taking on the more aggressive stance as far as flirting goes.
Is this the moves you pulled on all your ex-girlfriends? He asks, the sand kicking up around our shoes as we make our way along the beach.
I didn't necessarily like the way they said, secluded, if that's what you mean.
He sneers. You're a regular charmer, aren't you?
I can stop if you want me to.
But I don't think you do.
He turns to me for a moment, like he's considering telling me that I need to stop, that I should for both our sakes. But I'm relieved when he doesn't say anything at all, because I know he's acknowledging that he enjoys being teased by me as much as I enjoy teasing him. And hell, how can I keep from flirting with him when his ass is the only thing I've been looking at for the past 20 minutes? As we come to the middle of the beach, he sets down the backpack he brought with him, rifles through it, and retrieves a blanket.
You said you were with your ex-girlfriend for how many years?
He asks me as he spreads the blanket out and sets the backpack on the corner to keep the wind from catching it. 5. We met freshman year, and we just split a couple months ago.
Did you love her? Did she break your heart?
We sit together on the blanket, and I'm pleased that I finally have a chance to look at that sexy face of his. Can't say it was love so much as something to do. Don't get me wrong, we had a lot of fun. But I knew I didn't love her.
She was like a best friend after a while, and she said pretty much the same thing about me when she broke it off. She wanted a spark. She wanted something that excited her, not just whatever the hell we were.
When I'm finished talking, he pulls his backpack to him and retrieves a pair of shades, then slides them on, totally ruining my view of his eyes.
"And now you're running around town," he says, "getting your dick wet all over again."
What? No. Contrary to what you might think about me, I'm not the kind of guy who hooks up with people all over the place.
Really? You seem like you've charmed the panties off some girls in your day.
Nope.
I'm just trying really hard to charm the panties off you. And here it looked like you were trying to get me to take off your panties.
There's that Eric I wanted to see, throwing my own line right back at me. This is who I feel like he really is. Playful, frisky, fun. This serious act is something he feels like he has to put up because it's what's appropriate. But there's so much more to him. He must sense he's let his guard down too much, because his expression turns serious, his dark brows pulling together. He inspects my face as though he's trying to read my intentions, none of which are good at this point.
Well, for a guy who says he doesn't hook up, you sure as fuck could have fooled me the other day.
That was totally unexpected for a lot of reasons, so not sure I can even explain what the fuck was going on in my head with that.
Which head?
Again, his playfulness catches me off guard. So off guard this time that I let out a big laugh. Take off your sunglasses, I tell him.
What?
You're keeping me from seeing one of your best features.
I think you just gave me a really good reason to keep them on.
Come on. Take them off. Please?
Sure enough, he takes them off.
But he eyes me apprehensively, like he knows he shouldn't have caved. Like he knows that the more he caves to me, eventually he won't be able to deny me what I really want from him. And maybe a wicked part of me hopes that's what will happen.
Eric. Jesse sits across from me, his thick, impressive arms looking as good as ever in the tank he wears.
I pull off my sunglasses, as he requested, and he grins like he's so goddamn proud of himself for how I've submitted to his request.
Much better, he says, before grabbing the hem of his tank with both hands and pulling it off. When he's finished, he must catch my expression, because he asks,
"What?" I assumed we were getting in the water. Not gonna let a perfectly good beach go to waste.
He's not wrong, and I wouldn't have had an issue with it on any other day. But I don't feel like us stripping down together is the best idea in the world. Still, it's gonna be awkward as fuck if I just sit here fully clothed, so I remove my tank.
He grabs my backpack and fishes through it. I figure you must have some sunscreen in here.
Ah, here it is. He pulls it out. The way he looks at me, I know what he's up to.
Well, I mean, you need some on your back. You don't want to get burned, do you?
Thanks, I force out before I push to my feet and turn away from him. He rises and comes up behind me. I hear the squish of the bottle before I feel his warm hands on my back. He runs his hands in circles, moving extra slowly, and I feel bad for not having any desire to stop him. He slows down as he glides his hands down my sides, and he must know that he doesn't need to get there, but that touch. Damn. I relax. Don't fight it. Like I don't want to fight him. Like I want to surrender to his power that pulses through me. His touch is so warm. His fingers feel so good, the way they move across my muscles. As he reaches the small of my back, I can tell he's taking a little longer, like he doesn't want to be done. I turn around and snatch the bottle from him.
Okay, I think you got it covered. Not quite, he says, a twinkle in his eyes.
He glances down, and he can see my cock is lengthened because of what he's been up to. But I don't feel bad about that, smartass. Turn the fuck around. He smiles before spinning around. I'm quicker tending to his back than he was on mine, but I'm greedily appreciating these muscles as much as he was appreciating mine. They're so fucking firm. I want to ask him about his workout regimen, but obviously he doesn't need me encouraging him. At the same time, he deserves to be encouraged, complimented, praised. Even when he was telling me about how he grew up in foster homes, it was clear he deserved credit for having worked hard in life and not just sitting back and letting that shit define him. As someone who had to deal with my own shitty upbringing, I know it's not always easy to brush off those sorts of experiences and keep on moving, but sometimes it's the only way to make a life worth living. I don't know why you're in such a hurry, Jesse teases as I quickly finish applying to his back. He turns to me. Want to get the front now? He asks, his own thick girth on full display in his board shorts. I want to just shove that cock into my mouth is what I want to do. I force my gaze up his body, taking too long a moment to appreciate his slight happy trail beneath his navel, then enjoying the ripped lines of his abdomen and his bulging chest. I hand him the bottle. I think you can handle that, I tell him. He snatches it, applies some lotion to his palm, and then takes his time massaging it against his muscles, like he wants me to watch the show. I turn to my backpack and stoop down. I put my sunglasses up, and when he's finished using the sunscreen, I take it from him and apply some while he races out to the water. He body surfs in and then heads back into the waves as I jog out with him. I wade through for a minute before submerging, enjoying the cool water tingling and tickling against my face. The water is calm today, much calmer than it is on some days when the waves come crashing into the shore. I swim out a little and then turn back, searching for Jesse. I don't see him. I glance around nervously. Where the fuck is he? I feel something on my leg, and then the water before me starts to churn. Jesse emerges in front of me, his hair flat on his head as he blinks rapidly while wiping at his eyes with his hands. Found you, he says with a sneaky grin. He had me worried there for a second, I tell him. Sorry, I wanted to surprise you. Well, if it makes you feel better, you haven't really had a problem doing that since I met you. His mouth disappears underwater for a moment, and as it comes back up, he spits. His lips glisten in the sunlight, and I find myself struggling to look away from them as much as I'm struggling to keep from imagining my lips back against his. I can tell by the way he looks at me that he wants it too. Of course, not that he's been all that subtle about it. I keep imagining him trying out his fingers on his hole. I feel his hand grab my cock and then travel down to my balls. I should push him away. I should remind him of what we discussed last night about the very valid reasons we had for not acting on how we feel for each other. Of course, in this moment, on our own out here, it's like we can abandon the need to be responsible about shit, like we could have a moment. Just one, where I can make him feel good and show him how good a cock can feel in his ass. His gaze is on my mouth. Mine shifts between those chestnut-colored eyes and his pink lips until I can't hold myself back. I move forward quickly, grabbing the back of his head and pulling him to me. His lips feel as good as I remembered them feeling a few nights earlier, a few nights that feel like they are so fucking far away. Too fucking far away. There's that part of me that wars against what I'm doing and reminds me of what a shit idea it is. Another part of me can't deny the lust between us, this passion that rivals any of the sexual impulses I've felt before, leaving me wondering if there's really something different with him, or if part of what I find so arousing is that it's so fucking wrong. Regardless, when I feel his tongue at my lips, I don't deny him. Just open up and let it slide in, sweeping across my own tongue. He grabs the back of my head like I am grabbing his and pulls me closer, forcing our lips together as he selfishly takes my mouth. And I surrender. We struggle to keep afloat, the water occasionally rushing into our mouths so that we have to spit it out before returning to our kiss. Nothing can stand in the way of this, though. Not logic, not the awkwardness of trying to swim while making this happen. It's just our feral desire and our hands grabbing at each other's bodies greedily. He runs his hand through my hair like he enjoys its length as much as he enjoys the length of my dick. The water around us rises and our faces submerge for a moment, so we pull away, gazing at each other. And I can see the curiosity in his expression. He looks like he's wondering if I'm going to do anything to stop this moment, but it's too fucking late for that. I hook an arm around him and pull him with me closer to the shore until I can feel my feet against the ocean floor. When I find my bearings, I glance around. It's still just the two of us. Like the whole fucking universe has conspired on our behalf so we could share this moment. With my free hand, I untie the string of his board shorts fly, then pull the Velcro apart, lowering them down his legs, mid-thigh. I slide my hand down his ass, enjoying the curvature, before sliding my fingers to his asshole. He tries to kiss me again, but I lean back, denying him. But only because I want to watch his expression as I tease his hole. As I massage, his mouth hangs open, water sliding down his chin and dripping into the ocean. This is what you wanted to know about, isn't it? I ask him. Yes, he mutters, his lips curling upward, but I can tell now it's not because he's feeling smart, but because of how much he's enjoying it. As I wiggle my fingers inside him, he closes his eyes, and I can tell he's enjoying the sensation, basking in it. I'll show you why a prostate feels so good. I hate to admit it, but I want to be the one to make him feel that pleasure, to know I give Jesse whatever he desires. Jesse. I gasp as he slides his middle and forefinger within me, deeper, pushing back. It feels so good being in his arms and having the water move against our bodies as I force my tongue into his mouth. In this moment, we're lost in one another, leaving behind the rest of the world. In the back of my mind, some part of me keeps calling out to remind me about Ty. Yet a greater part of me is just consumed with lust and greed like it was when I kept teasing Eric, pushing, urging, insisting. I knew what I was fucking doing all along, and I could tell with every response, every gaze, every time he submitted that despite how much we resisted, we would eventually give in to our desires. Once we did, that pent-up tension, that feeling that we had to push away, pull apart, dissolved as we just grabbed at each other's bodies. As he makes his way farther inside me, I find myself moaning. I want to make you feel so good, he says. Show me how good I can feel. As our lips lock once again, a powerful sensation ripples through me. He caresses up and down my back with his free hand as he continues pushing with his other into me. With a subtle movement, I feel him sweep across some sensitive spot briefly, but then he moves his fingers back to it. He massages ever so gently, and a rush sweeps through my body and travels up my spine. Soon the sensation radiates through my entire body, pricking at my flesh. My dick is painfully hard, and the intensity of the eruption of energy within forces me to gasp out loud. Holy shit, is that... Yes, he says, his breath against my face. He growls softly as he continues stimulating me. God, how do you know where it's at? It feels softer, tenderer. This is where experience really comes in handy. Experience. That's what I love about him. He has that experience. Whatever we do, he won't be fumbling around, confused the way I was when I first started hooking up with girls. If he fucks me, He could do it like a pro. He could show me exactly what makes fucking a guy so incredible. I can tell by this sizzling hot chemistry between us in this moment that he could take me to places I've never been before, open me up to a whole new array of sensations. His lips are against mine in no time before something catches his attention. He turns away, and the pressure on that spot within me dissolves as his fingers pull back. I follow his line of sight and spot some people, a wife and husband and two kids carrying picnic gear. They make their way onto the otherwise empty beach. Eric slides out of me swiftly and pulls away. I'm on edge. Unnerved, even, not at Eric. I understand why he had to do that. But this feeling of disappointment courses through my body. I'm so fucking pissed we had to stop. As his gaze wanders, shifting around the water like he doesn't want to make eye contact with me, I know it's because he feels guilty for what we shared, and he's thinking about what that means for himself. For his son. It reminds me of how selfish I've been this whole trip. I've been pushing and encouraging something we both should know better than to pursue, but the guilty feeling within me isn't worse than the emptiness I feel for having been stripped of something that felt so delicious and intoxicating while it was happening. Eric keeps quiet and swims away from me to the shore. The longer I'm away from his body, the easier it is for me to come to my senses, to see all those logical reasons why I'm the worst best friend in the fucking world. An awkwardness lingers between us as we make our way ashore, while the family sets up their picnic on the other side of the beach. We don't chat or exchange eye contact. It isn't right, because I feel like after what happened in the water, we should be sharing so much more. But shortly after, he suggests we head back to the condo. When we get into the cab, I'm lost in a sea of confusing thoughts, reminding myself of the facts or issues that stand in the way of me and Eric doesn't keep me from wanting him. He stirred my initial curiosity, and now that he's touched upon an answer to a lingering question about how it would feel, I can't let this go. It was so much better than I could have imagined, than anything in my research could have let me know. I had to experience the way pleasure could move through me, consume me, to really understand what Eric had the power to unlock within me. But now it's over. If ever there was an opportunity for the two of us to act on what we're feeling, that was it. Now we'll go back to the condo, and I'll spend the rest of the vacation with Ty. We'll spend our days at the beach and our nights hanging at the bars, me hanging in suspense, fantasizing about the pleasure Eric could have brought me. But instead of pleasure, there will be just more awkwardness between us. We'll both know what we felt, but never be able to act upon it. I'll go home, filled with this curiosity, this emptiness. I'll get over it in time, I know, but I'll never be the same. I'll have to try this out with someone else to at least figure out if maybe I'm much more attracted to men than I ever considered. But I feel bad for the poor guy I'll try it out with, because no matter how good he is, I'll be wishing he was Eric. We enter Eric's condo sometime later, and we still haven't spoken to one another. The silence grates on my nerves since it feels like we have so much to talk about. And at the same time, like the only conversation worth having was finished before it really ever got started. As I walk into the living room, I can hear Ty in the master bedroom, fussing with what I assume is one of his co-workers on the phone. He sounds frustrated, so I'm guessing he wasn't able to easily resolve whatever issue had popped up for him with work. I turn toward Eric, who sets his backpack down by the kitchen island. And for the first time since he pulled his gaze away from me at the beach, he makes direct eye contact. I wonder if he's worried about me saying something to Ty, about me doing something to fuck up their relationship even more than it already is. You know I would never say anything to him about that, I tell him.
because as pissed as I am that we can't share more, I feel I owe that to him. That what we did was sacred, that I would never hurt him that way. His gaze lowers to the floor, and he mutters in a deep, guttural voice, "Thank you." As appreciative as I am, I can't help but imagine him using that same tone in a more intimate moment, while he's tearing my clothes off, ready to show me exactly how good it can feel, exactly how good he can make me feel. His gaze returns to mine, and I detect disappointment in his expression. There's a sadness between us as we both seem to acknowledge that this silent communication might be the most intimate moment we're able to share for the rest of the time we're around one another. "It felt like heaven," I blurt out softly, because at the very least, no matter what can't happen between us, I want him to know that much. His lips curl upward. It's the subtlest of smiles, but it's enough for me. He finally pulls his gaze away once again and heads around me to the guest bedroom. As he closes the door behind him, the emptiness he left my body with, me with, feels overwhelming.
Eric. Too many thoughts to process. I should have found a way to get out of that hike with Jesse, but I can't deny that some part of me wanted to go there, to have a chance to be alone with him again. I can't deny that I was hoping something would happen, and when it did, I felt the power of our connection swirling in my chest, this powerful energy pulsing and needing to break free, a potent force, something that seemed so tangible. That ass was so fucking tight. And something about knowing Jesse had only recently started playing around with it turned me on even more. As if my relationship with Ty isn't shit enough without me putting everything on the line by playing with his friend's prostate. God damn me. God damn this whole fucking situation. I sit in a bar not far from the condo, drinking a margarita on the rocks as quickly as I can. I need to feel at ease again, need for this burning desire within me to settle. But it won't. It isn't even just that I have the hots for Jesse. I feel protective of him now. He's inexperienced. He's vulnerable and open and eager. It felt like heaven. Those words are all I keep hearing over and over again. He wants to feel good, and that's all I want to do for him, all I want to give him. It should be an amazing experience with someone who gives a shit about making sure it's right for him. And I can give him that. What the fuck am I thinking? That's not an option. But if it's not an option, why are these thoughts all consuming? I finish my drink and start on round three. I didn't talk to Jesse anymore before leaving the condo. I wasn't worried he would say anything to Ty. But it was so fucking thoughtful of him to say that he would keep that between us, like he just wanted to keep me from worrying about it. Who the fuck is this kid? And how has he managed to fucking captivate me like this? After I take another sip of my drink, I lick the salt off the rim and gaze out at the Malecon boardwalk, watching passerby as they enjoy their stroll beside the ocean front. Maybe I need to book the first flight I can get out of town so that I don't have to worry about any of this bullshit. If I walk away now, everything will be fine. Even though I know it won't be, even though I know I'll be dwelling on what could have been with Jesse. But it's better than making the biggest mistake of my life and destroying my relationship with my son. After downing a shot of tequila for good measure, to help convince me that's the right thing to do, I walk back to the condo. When I head inside, Jesse and Ty are chatting in the living area. "I can't fucking believe this," Ty shouts at Jesse, turning to the bay window. He's still in his pajama bottoms, and his sandy blonde hair, a trait from his mother's side, is a mess, like he's been fucking with it while stressing about this issue he's been handling with work. At least, I hope that's what he's so frustrated about. There's a part of me that wonders if Ty figured something out and confronted Jesse, or if Jesse said something about what we did at the beach.
I remind myself that Jesse said he would keep it secret, but considering how angry Ty seems, there's no telling what happened in the time I was gone. It's about work, I tell myself, but it doesn't keep my fear from lingering in the back of my mind as I head into the living area. Everything all right? I ask. Jesse's gaze meets mine, but I can't read his expression, and that makes me even more nervous than I already am. Ty whirls around, his jaw locked, his face bright red, like he's been screaming at Jesse. "Fucking work shit," Ty says through his teeth. "It's this stupid project we've been working on for months, and we just learned that the data we've been using wasn't updated after a major glitch in the system that happened 3 months ago." Holy shit. I feel like crap for even having second-guessed Jesse's loyalty to his word. What are they doing about it? That's the issue. They won't be able to resolve this without me. I mean, I've tried to walk Megan through it, but she's not going to be able to work fast enough to get this done. I think I'm going to need to fly back home, at least for a few days, to help them figure this shit out. My gaze instantly meets Jesse's, and once again, I'm left wondering what he's thinking. Like our hike, it's as though the universe conspired to make this moment happen, like it's giving me and Jesse every opportunity to do the very thing we shouldn't. Ty crosses his arms and shakes his head. "There's got to be a way that you can stay here," I say, surely sounding less than sincere about my interest in him sticking around as a part of my mind wanders through scenarios of getting Jesse all to myself. God, I'm a fucking monster. "I mean, it'll be easier if I'm there," Ty says. "It's a quick flight back home. I can hunker down. It might take me a few days, but I figure I'll have time to be back and still be able to enjoy at least some of my vacay. I have points, so it won't be a total bust. Still, yeah, it sucks. But what are you going to do?" he asks. I nod, and even though I'm looking at Ty, I can feel Jesse's gaze on me. I imagine him reflecting on what it was like when I had my fingers inside him, wanting to experience that once again. Although I wonder if part of that is my drunk brain fueling my desire. "Anyway," Ty says, "I need to check flights, see what I can get tomorrow. If you need me to cover any expenses..." Ty smirks. "I appreciate it, Eric, but I'm fine. Thank you, though." He wouldn't be thanking me if he knew what his best friend and I were up to at the beach. "I'll order some takeout tonight," Jesse says. "That way you can catch up on whatever you need to without having to stress." Why didn't I think of that? "Thank you, that'd be great," Ty says before heading back into the master bedroom, leaving Jesse and me alone again. Silence. Awkward fucking silence. We've had too much of that today. I try to keep from looking at Jesse, but as usual, I can't help myself, and he's looking right at me, his gaze as hungry as it looked at the beach. "Well, isn't this an interesting turn of events?" he asks. "For sure." I hear the master bedroom door open, and Ty steps out. "Oh, sorry, I got so busy I never asked. How's the hike?" We turn our attention to Ty at the same time, and I can feel myself blushing, fucking blushing like a kid getting caught doing something he shouldn't. "It was awesome," Jesse says, and I can hear the sincerity in his tone. He's not just talking about the hike. "Yeah, it was much better than I expected," I confess. Ty glances between us curiously, like he's on to the fact that neither of us was referring to a scenic walk. "Too bad I missed it. But maybe it was good that you got to spend some time together, considering you're going to be all up in each other's business for the next few days." He winks. "Anyway, back to work." He rolls his eyes before heading back into the bedroom. "Yeah," Jesse groans. "Going to be an interesting few days without him." I nod. "For sure." I don't give him more than that before I head into the guest bedroom. I strip down to my boxers and open my laptop. I'll throw myself into work. There's always something to do.
Vanessa sent a bunch of tax shit over that I need to review for the accountant. Work. Yes. That's always been my escape. Focus on success and my career to distract myself from the pain and uneasiness. Those things that haunt me. But I can't focus on spreadsheets and files of news articles to keep me abreast of current events while my dick is stiff against my leg, urging me to release. I don't want to because I know I won't be able to jerk off without thinking of him. After a couple more failed attempts at focusing, I rise from my desk and stretch out across the queen-size bed. I pull down my trunk boxer briefs and stroke my cock. As I retrieve some lube from the nightstand, I'm not lying to myself, not pretending I want anything other than to have my cock buried in Jesse as I watch his expression. I want him to show me how much he's enjoying me pleasing him, serving his needs, the way he did when I was massaging his prostate. The idea of doing that with my cock instead of my fingers, oh, that feels so right. So delicious. I jerk more vigorously as I imagine spilling my load inside him and watching him shoot his across that muscular body of his, the cum seeping into those ridges between his abs. I want to make him cum so badly. I want to make him writhe in pleasure beneath me, to be the one to show him how amazing the experience can be. The thought takes me over the edge, and soon I'm jizzing all over myself, muscles spasming, body twitching as I enjoy a fantasy where I can give Jesse exactly what he needs without having to worry about consequences or anything getting in our way. It's just us, and this powerful, potent lust that lingers between us, that only grows stronger the more I'm around him. The more I get to know him. Jesse.
Well, it was nice getting to hang for a whole 2 seconds, Ty says before fist bumping me. We stand in the short hall before the entry to Eric's condo. Ty and Eric look at each other. Ty waves, and Eric smiles back.
Good to see you again, Eric says. I want to fucking punch him.
He should at least make an attempt at a handshake or a hug if he really wants to improve their relationship, something he made clear on our walk. A good to see you again isn't going to cut it. Ty managed to book a flight for today, leaving me and Eric to ourselves, to resolve this burning hot lust we've experienced since the moment we met. I don't know what Eric's thinking, especially the way he's been acting, trying to avoid me. But if he thinks I'm going to let it go after what we did at the beach, he's dead wrong. When Ty heads out, wheeling his suitcase behind him, we watch the door close together, both of us surely having the same sort of confusion racing through our heads. There's that familiar silence again. He doesn't move. If he didn't want to acknowledge us or this chemistry we share, he'd dash off. He'd totally blow me off. But there's a reason he's standing beside me, not making a move. As our gazes meet, my face flashes with heat, like some part of my body is recalling that pleasure he put me through the day before, as though some part of me is just waiting for him to excite those nerves once again. Give it to me, Eric, please. I hate having this powerful need within me. I've never been that guy. Ty's been the horn dog I've always hung around while I've been content with my sex life. But this is painfully overwhelming. So, I force out, because someone has to make the first move, and from what I've noticed so far, it won't be Eric. As soon as I speak the word, he comes at me swiftly. His lips are against mine in no time, and he's shoving me back against the wall. Oh, those fucking lips. His hot breath, the scent of his cologne. My senses are overwhelmed, my cock stiffening. I can feel his own girth expanding in the crotch of his shorts. He opens his mouth wide and slides his tongue between my lips. I like when he's like this. when he takes what he wants. Doesn't let his skepticism or any of these stupid reasons we have for not experiencing this hold him back. God fucking damn you, Jesse, he mutters. What the fuck is it about you that is so impossible to resist? I can't help but chuckle at his words. Am I that hard to resist? He leans back, and I glance into those blue eyes filled with that passion, that lust that even within a few short days I've become accustomed to. You have no fucking clue how often I keep telling myself what a shit idea this is. I keep telling myself the same thing. We kiss again. I can't even tell who went in for it first or if we both did at the same time. All I feel is lost in that sensation all over again. He pulls at the tank I'm wearing, and I raise my arms as he guides the tank over my head, our lips parting briefly until he manages to get it off me. Then his lips are right back on mine, where they need to be. I don't just want them on my lips. I want them traveling across my body, demonstrating that expertise I know he has, helping me understand all these new sensations I'm experiencing, guiding me through my first time with a guy. He unbuttons his short-sleeved button-up from the top, and I help, starting at the bottom. Fuck you for wearing a button-up, I tell him before planting my lips down on his. I shove him back against the wall, and as soon as we finish undoing the placket of his shirt, as he starts to pull it off, I reach for his fly. And a fucking belt, I ask before undoing it. He laughs, then stifles it. It feels so good to see him playful again, even if only for a moment. This fun, frisky part of Eric is the part I'm wildly curious about. There's so much more to him than I've been allowed to see in the time we've spent together. And now I want him to dump it all on me, the way I want him to dump his load on me. He cups my face in his hand and guides his kisses, taking them from being the sloppy, tongue-filled mess we've allowed them to something more controlled. I force myself to slow down, but only a little since I can't fight back this frenzy that's possessed me, not now that it's like the floodgates have been opened. As I finish undoing his fly, I pull it open. Commando? Really? I ask. Not wearing as much as he thought. He teases, before reaching his free hand to his waistband and sliding his shorts down his legs. He steps out of them and pulls away from me once again, scanning me over. Even though he's the one who's naked, I feel so vulnerable. It's like he can see much more of me than my body. Maybe because he's the only one who's ever seen this side of me, this side that's interested in fucking guys. He grunts, like he's pushing past that last mental barrier between us, then stoops down and wraps his arm around my waist, throwing me over his shoulder. This is how I want him, dominating me, showing me he's in charge. I think his apprehension has only made me even more comfortable with him, because I know he doesn't just want to take advantage of my inexperience. He cares about how I feel. He carries me into the bedroom and throws me down onto the bed. My body bounces as it hits the mattress, and he crawls onto the foot of the bed, undoing my fly and pulling my shorts off as I kick off my flip-flops. As soon as he discards my shorts off the end of the bed, he leans down and takes my cock into his mouth. I moan as I enjoy his mouth moving up and down before he brings his right hand into the action, moving them in sync. I feel how wet my cock is from his saliva, enjoying how his lips slide right across the flesh. He strokes his left hand up my pelvis, across my torso. You know what I want you to do with that hand? I tell him. He lets my dick slide out of his mouth and fall against my belly. He looks up at me, his lips forming a smile. You have to develop some patience, Jesse. Take your time. I don't want you coming too soon. I don't want to either, but I'm caught between wanting to feel that explosion and wanting to enjoy every delicious moment he can offer me. He starts to take my cock back into his mouth when I ask,
What's that like? He looks back up at me, his brows pulling together before he smiles. Only one way to find out. I gulp. As ambitious as I've been about all this, that seems like a lot, especially considering how big he is. His expression turns serious. I'm not meaning to tease you about it. If that's not something you're comfortable with, I'm not really sure if I'm comfortable with it or not. He smirks before sliding up alongside me, his cock angling down so that the head rests against the sheet beside my pelvis. I roll toward him and look down at it. You can grab it, he says. That's probably step one. I blush and look away from him. What's wrong with me? This is cute, he says, taking me by my chin and turning me back to him. Me blushing? Shut the fuck up. I never do this. You can't say that anymore, he says, before his lips meet mine again like he's trying to set me at ease. Now I can feel the heat in my face, not because I'm embarrassed or feeling like an idiot, but because I'm so fucking aroused, because he has this way of affecting me. I reach down and grip his shaft. It's so thick. This is the first time I've had my hand on a dick that wasn't my own. I stroke up and down. God, that's long. I can't believe I was even imagining taking this that first time we started messing around. As our lips part, I crawl down the bed. He lies back, keeping his head tilted up as he says, "You don't have to try anything you're not ready for." He must not understand how curious I am, how much I want to know. I lick it. Just the head. Then I put my mouth around it and slide it in. I can bail at any time, I assure myself, but I take my time working up to it before I feel Eric's hand on the back of my head, encouraging me down, not aggressively, but gently, like he's just assuring me that I'm doing it right. I'm surprised by how much I enjoy the feeling of his dick against my tongue and the walls of my mouth. I move up and down, taking my time, and as Eric groans, I can hear he's enjoying himself. I take the same care as I would have expected Whitney to take when she was sucking me off. Oh yeah, Eric says. But then I taste something salty and instinctively jerk back, noticing a thin, stringy film stretching from his head to my lip. It snaps as his cock hits his abdomen again. Oh shit, I say. I guess now I know what pre-cum tastes like. Eric laughs.
And what did you think?
He asks, gazing at me. I lick my lips. I kinda like it, I say, before putting his dick back into my mouth and going at it again. This is so strange. I'm actually, for the first time in my life, sucking a guy's cock. It's crazy how I never would have thought this vacation would involve sucking a guy's dick, or that I'd even figure out what the fuck I was doing. In a way, I already understand some of the mechanics, what it feels like to be blown, so I have an idea of what I need to do on him, and in other ways, like with what I experienced when he stuck his fingers inside me, I'm totally out of my depth.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, Eric says, pressing his hands on either side of my head.
I grab his dick and pull my mouth off, looking up at him. What? Am I doing it wrong?
No. That's the problem, he tells me. You're doing it right, and if you keep doing it like that, I'm not going to last very long. Now get up here and kiss me.
I crawl up alongside him.
Straddle my waist, he tells me.
I do as he says. And he licks his fingers and slides them between my legs, reaching under and pressing them against my hole, rubbing, taking his time. I grab my dick and start jerking myself off. I want him to stick them inside me again, make me experience that same sensation. But I trust him, and I like that he's taking his time. Makes it easier for me to adjust to all this,
not just physically, but mentally. When he starts to work his way in, my dick expands at the idea of experiencing that same electric energy I felt when he was hitting my prostate yesterday.
"Does that feel good?"
he asks. "It feels really good."
"Well, it's about to feel a lot better,"
he says as he finds my prostate and massages gently. Now I'm leaking. My string of pre-cum drips down onto his belly. He leans forward and reaches around with his free hand, gripping his own dick and stroking himself.
"You like that?"
he asks, and I nod before he kisses me. He presses down a little harder inside me, and I whimper. I'm surprised at the sound I make. I can tell by the way his lips curl upward that he enjoys it, and I'm glad he does. I find myself instinctively moving my hips in sync with the rhythm of his movements inside me. My balls feel heavy as they fill with pressure. I don't think I'm going to last long. I want him. As he applies more pressure against my prostate, I know it's too late. "Oh, fuck," I say against his mouth.
"Come on, give it to me,"
he says, and I do, my load shooting in spurts across him. He moves vigorously, and I can feel his arm against my side as he jerks himself off, continuing to move his fingers inside me.
"How did that feel?"
he asks. "So good," I say. "So fucking good, Eric." He grunts before I feel moisture against my ass cheek, and I'm pleased knowing he's come. He continues grunting before reaching up, grabbing the back of my head, and slamming his lips against mine once again. My nerves are electrified, my body filled with exhilaration unlike anything I've experienced while having sex before. It's like everything in me is so relaxed and at ease. He pulls me down so that I'm lying on top of him, fully savoring the experience, enjoying what just happened, what we explored together.
Eric. As Jesse's lips pull away from mine, he rests his forehead against my cheek. I can feel the sweat on his flesh, and as he breathes against me, I find my arms are wrapped around him, seemingly locked in place as if I'm stuck to him. I don't want to let go. While we were enjoying one another, I allowed myself to forget about everything, about responsibility, about the shoulds and should-nots. I abandoned reason as I was caught up in doing everything I could to make sure Jesse's first time experimenting with a man was satisfying. He deserves that. Everyone deserves that. There are so many bastards in the world. So many twisted fucks who would take advantage of him, which is why I'd prefer his first experience to be with me, genuinely caring about him, wanting what's best for him, willing to take my time and not rush him. He whispers against my face, "That was so amazing, Eric." And his words of reassurance ease my guilt about what we've done. Ty hadn't been gone 10 minutes, and the moment he stepped out, the release of that pressure, of that obstacle, I totally submitted to my desire. After our bodies touched, it was over for me. But now, in the afterglow, that guilt rises within me once again. What lingered in the back of my mind comes to the forefront. I don't feel ashamed of what I gave to Jesse, but I do feel ashamed knowing how it could hurt me in the long run.
"What do you say we shower up?" I tell Jesse.
He leans back, and I almost regret having said anything that would make him pull away from me, since I enjoy having him that close to my body.
"Like, together?"
he asks, his expression twisting up.
"That sounds kind of gay."
There's that warm, friendly smile again. So inviting, so playful, filled with an innocence I don't believe I could ever experience again. "Well, if we're going to be gay, it's better to do it with another man, isn't it?" I ask him, and hop up from the bed. "Come on." We're showering in the master bathroom now that Ty's gone. He follows my lead into my bathroom. Two sinks are placed in the marble counter along the wall, with the shower enclosed in glass on the other side of the room. You know, I gave Ty shit about this bathroom when I first saw this place, Jesse tells me. What do you mean? I ask as I open the glass door to the shower. I know what he's talking about. With three shower heads and the relatively open space, I definitely didn't cut the budget when renovating the bathroom. I like having a big shower, I tell him. This is like a porn shower, though, Jesse says. This is where they would shoot the gangbang scene. I smile. That's probably true. I turn on one of the shower heads, and Jesse approaches to join me. There are three shower heads, and you come over here, I tell him. He throws his hands up. Oh, did you feel like we needed some distance? Is that why you invited me to shower with you? He asks, a suspicious expression on his face. He has a point. I'm not used to showering with other people, even when I've been in relationships, hence all the shower heads. Who's the third? He quips. Shut the fuck up, there was no third. I picked it up from one of several designs. Well, it's very impressive. I'm sure your place in Atlanta looks fabulous, and your place in San Diego. Even though he's still acting playful, I can tell there's some judgment, which I understand. It's not like any of that could be cheap. Okay, I get where this is going, I say. I've worked hard to get where I am, and I'm not ashamed of that. Chill out, I'm busting your balls. I mean, you do make a lot of money. I don't imagine you're doing all that bad for yourself. Me? I'm unemployed. He offers that cheeky grin of his before adding, It's really not a big deal. I was just ragging on you. Didn't realize I hit a nerve. Jesse grabs a bottle of liquid soap from a nook in the wall and spreads some across his hand. He holds the soap bottle out, offering it to me, and I take it. As we lather up with soap suds, I tell him, Sorry. I get weird having conversations about money. I think people typically assume that because I have these things, I'm some sort of privileged prick. But those aren't the circumstances I was born into. I assume you've met Ty's mom, Tricia.
Oh, yeah, a few times. She's very nice.
She always had money. She never really knew life without it. I never had that. It took a lot of hard work and a lot of lucky breaks to get here, and sometimes people will see something I own, something I've earned, and make a quick judgment about me. I have to admit I can definitely be put in that category, Jesse says, especially with how Ty acts. He never seems exactly appreciative about his circumstances. I mean, he had it kind of easy growing up, and I guess I figured you were probably cut from the same cloth. Don't take that the wrong way. You've definitely proven me wrong, and I'm glad I know you better now.
I'm glad I know you better now, too.
I wrap an arm around him and pull him close, taking his mouth with mine. As I pull away, he sizes me up before asking,
So, what were things like for you growing up then, if you don't mind me asking?
I didn't mean to start down this path. I just didn't want him to think I was some dickbag tycoon, but I can tell my defensiveness has only amplified Jesse's curiosity, and after what we shared, there's a part of me that wants to open up. I want him to know more about me. It's strange as fuck, because with most people, opening up is the last thing in the world I want to do, but there's something about Jesse, the way he catches me off guard, that tears right through my defenses and makes me want to break through barriers I've spent years of my life building up. Just a father who didn't have much faith in me, who cared a little bit more about racing toward his own destruction than he did about raising a child. He looks at me like he's expecting me to go on, but I'm not interested in saying more than that. I shake my head. Sorry, I say, stepping back to pull him more under the shower head so he's in the stream of water. Didn't mean to hog all the water. He chuckles, but then his expression turns serious. He looks at me like he's trying to figure something out, like he's trying to read more into what I said, and I almost wish I hadn't mentioned it. At the same time, there's something cathartic about talking to him. Like sharing something I've never shared with anyone else but my therapist. There's a relief in knowing I'm not carrying it all on my own. Between what I just said and the expression he's making, I feel like there's no easy way out of this.